Soaring temperatures and fire emergencies are persisting right around the nation. In Western Australia, farmers are living through one of the driest years the state has ever had. Pastoralists are selling off livestock in huge numbers, and feral animals like wild dogs are becoming more brazen in the dry conditions, with calls for higher-powered guns to keep them at bay. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
Around 50 people have come along to this drought meeting in Kalgoorlie. Most of them are pastoralists like Michael Forrester, who've travelled hundreds of kilometres for the chance to tell the Federal Agriculture Minister that just like New South Wales and Queensland, WA is doing it tough too.
There is a number of places in the southern rangeland that have probably been dry for equal amounts.
For his part, the Minister, David Littleproud, is here to explain the government's new interest-free loan scheme for drought-affected farmers, which launched this week.
The reality is no one's been forgotten from WA. All the programs that we roll out are national programs.
The Western Australian government doesn't officially declare drought, but WA's Bureau of Meteorology spokesman Neil Bennett says it's been one of the driest years the state's ever had.
It's been the third driest for WA as a whole since the national records began in 1900.
Raylene Hall is a pastoralist from Ned's Creek Station just outside Meekatharra, 750 kilometres northeast of Perth.
For some people, it probably feels like, well, you know, we're not as bad off as them. But then it does sometimes feel like WA tends to be the forgotten state in some ways.
Clint Thompson runs Wyloo Station in the Pilbara, which has never seen so little rainfall.
We've got rainfall records for the place from 1903. This is the driest year on record.
The pastoralist has sold off more than 70% of his cattle, but he's at risk of losing more to wild dogs.
This morning I just got back from checking a couple of boars and there was another two calves this morning dead that have been killed by dogs. Yeah, they've really moved in like I've never seen before.
There's been a push by some pastoralists, backed by the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party, to relax gun laws and give farmers access to high-powered rifles to help keep pests like wild dogs and camels under control. Clint Thompson says the restrictions are frustrating.
We're restricted to using a government worker, public servant, are the only ones in WA allowed to use them, and it costs a fortune.
WA Agriculture Minister Alana McTiernan said police strongly advised against any changes to gun regulations, but the department has committed to increase its funding for feral animal control as well as extending regional counselling services.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting there.